Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Leland Sundries, a band from New York led by Nick Loss Eaton, is playing at the Ur Gallery and Tavern in Hudson, New York tomorrow night.
Well, cigarette ashes flutter down like snowflakes to the ground. A long-haired girl in a pop-top car leaking banjo sounds through the desert in winter, left a shoe in Flagstaff. Past abandoned shanties, cinematic grace and a laugh. Maps of the West, maps of the West. She wouldn't have known, I never would have guessed. Stopping all there when she needed her rest. Driving east, the girl with maps of the West.
The New York Times describes Leland Sundries' music as scrappy Americana that will get you longing for empty two-lane highways and kudzu-encased back porches. Nick Loss Eaton joins us now. Nick, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.
Tell me how you came up with the band name Leland Sundries and how long you've been recording as a group.
Leland Sundries has been around for about 7 years at this point. We've a couple of EPs and then a full-length album that we put out last year. The band name came about on a trip down south, and I was sort of brainstorming different band names, none of which were quite working, and I went down to Memphis and Mississippi to sort of absorb some of the roots of blues and Americana, and Sundries I saw on a sign in Memphis, and I kind of wrote it in my little notebook, and then a couple days later, my friends and I were down in Leland, Mississippi, and we met up with an 80-something-year-old blues man, Eddie Cusick, who told us a bunch of stories in his living room and played us some songs, and it was just kind of one of those magical afternoons wandering around that town after talking with him that not long after getting back to New York, I kind of realized that the two fit together pretty well.
The full-length album that came out last year is called Music for Outcasts, and I understand you had a huge amount of personal life stuff happened as you were writing the songs and before the album came out. What are you willing to share with us about that?
Yeah, it was a pretty rocky road, but one that kind of turned out quite well in the end. Two things really happened. One is that I was struggling with my drinking. I was kind of drinking way too much, and it was really dragging my life down. And I kind of realized I had to stop. And there are a couple of songs on the record that were written, you know, sort of before I gave up drinking, kind of in a very dark period, and then a couple right after as well, and I think, you know, Freckle Blues is sort of, you know, written newly sober, kind of looking back on what was going on. Maps of the West is sort of this moment where I was also newly sober and kind of, you know, realizing that, you know, that I felt kind of optimistic for the first time and was excited about connecting with other people. And then not long after that, I found out that I had to have open heart surgery for a mitral valve regurgitation issue. It was one of those things where multiple doctors said, you know, this is okay now, but at some point this is going to get worse and lead to congestive heart failure unless you fix it. And the only real fix was to let them open me up entirely. So that was sort of just at the start of kind of recording the record and starting to arrange it. And, you know, so that whole thing had to be kind of put on hold for a while. And thankfully that went very, very well as well. So it's glad to have both of those processes in the rearview mirror.
Absolutely. How was your heart trouble found?
Routine physical.
Oh, wow.
My doctor heard something that he was a little suspicious about, sent me to the cardiologist, and the cardiologist did a couple tests and was able pretty much to show me on the screen, like, this is what's going on. You know, your heart muscle is enlarged in an unhealthy way, and you can see here that this is happening. And it was very weird to kind of see what was going on and yet kind of not feel any symptoms yet. So But again, I count myself incredibly lucky.
And you are quite a young person to have had to have open heart surgery.
I had the surgery at 34.
I imagine you need then to take quite a long recovery. You don't get to take like a lot of time off from anything because you're building a career. So you must have had been forced to take some downtime. How did that influence your music?
That's an interesting question. I was forced to take some downtime. I think it's influenced my music in a couple of ways. I think one is that, you know, while I was recovering, I didn't really worry too much about the songs on the album and the writing process. I kind of immersed myself in learning some covers, in part just for fun, and it just, I don't know, it felt appropriate in some way. So I was kind of diving back into, some of the folk and blues and country and kind of roots of where I come from. I think of Leland Sundries as kind of a marrying of Americana with garage rock and rock and roll. So I was really kind of playing acoustic guitar, playing songs by like Mississippi John Hurt and such in the recovery process. And I think that in terms of kind of what I carried on from that, I mean, I try to just be very conscious that during the shows that we play that, we're all lucky to be alive and lucky to be where we are. And I try to just kind of carry some of that joy and energy into the performance and kind of let it just let loose a little bit, in order to kind of feel that gratitude.
I want to play a little bit of your music, Freckle Blues, which you mentioned. Could you tell me a little bit more about that song?
Yeah, there actually is a pretty interesting story. I wrote that song during Hurricane Irene, and I was evacuated where I was and stayed with a friend in Mount Vernon, New York, just north of the Bronx, on his couch on higher ground. Just brought a notebook with me, as I do many times, just bumming around. And I couldn't sleep too well. I was a little nervous about the storm, and, I was sort of out of my apartment. And I had this blues riff in my head and just started writing verses. And, I wrote a million verses to it and then cut most of them and to try to kind of focus it down a little bit. I didn't intend it to be kind of the story of, what had happened and what had changed, but it sort of just came out that way. And it's the story of a relationship that kind of self-destructed, due to my drinking, and looking back on that.
Freckles on her back now, felt to me just like home. Freckles on her back, felt to me just like home. Like little constellation and little town home.
He's in the Mood is a phrase that I heard on tour in West Texas. I was playing in Lubbock, Texas, on a stripped down kind of solo tour, and the show upstate is going to be full band, so we'll be playing some rock and roll. The Keys in the Boot, got to Lubbock, Texas, paid my respects to Buddy Holly, who's of course from there and buried there, and played a show, and later on that night was hanging out with some new friends. And at some point somebody used that phrase to sort of mean like we're kind of done for the night. We're not going anywhere else. And I just fell in love with it. I thought it just had a real ring to it. It also kind of ends up reflecting on some of the things that happened during my alcoholism and getting sober and looking back on that. But it is sort of musically kind of meant to be a Texas waltz.
Keys in the blue.
hiding out in this bunker for so long. Don't even know if the war is still on. He's in the booth. Says let her go, but I don't. I'm wandering out among the ruins all around.
Leland Sundries will play at the Ur Gallery and Tavern in Hudson, New York tomorrow night. All the music in this segment is from the Leland Sundries album, Music for Outcasts. Links to more information will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.